Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your girl, Ty Jones, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. We're having some issues with technical difficulty, but my man, Gat Murd, is in the studio with us. Don't mind that, Gat. It's like some weird things going on with the internet tonight over here and on the West Coast. But this is your girl, Ty Jones, in the studio with me tonight. Brooklyn's finest, Gat Murd. He's going to be in the studio with us tonight. And I'm not sure if you guys have been listening, but he is doing something, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn's own Gat Murd. He's the creative director and producer and star of one of the number one hottest web series, The Brooklyn Way. And he is what I call super phenomenal. I really love this dude. He's really cool. He's having a concert. I'm going to have him give you some information about it. But it is called the Brooklyn Way Concert Series, and it's happening Saturday, August 31st, 6 p.m. to 11:30, and it's going to be in Brooklyn, 90 Waterbury Street. So without further ado, let's bring in my homie, Gat Murd. What's going on,
Gat?
What's up?
What's the word?
What's up? How are you? The word of the day is positivity. How's everything going over there in Brooklyn? What's going on?
Everything going good in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? We're going to turn Brooklyn upside down next Saturday, though.
That's what's up. So can you tell my listeners, I saw that you posted something on Facebook and on Instagram, pretty excited about that. So you're actually going to give some lucky listener a chance to call in and win tickets for your concert tonight?
Yep, they call in, they answer the questions correctly. They will get two tickets to the concert next Saturday.
Okay. So for those that want to call in to the studio tonight, studio line 646-668-2718, studio line 4, Ty Jones, The Voice. So Bed-Stuy Brooklyn's own Gat Murd. Gat, I had you on my show. You blessed me with your presence on the one of my first episodes, actually, and I was really blessed to have you on the show. The Brooklyn Way, what's up with that? How's that going? What's the progress?
The Brooklyn Way going good. I had just took a little month and a half off just to get all this work done with the concert, you know, the pool parties. We just enjoying our summer. You know what I mean? We still filming in between times, but we enjoying our summer. Everybody traveling, everybody on vacation. So we just took a little, you know, a little vacay off the Brooklyn Way, but we still filming though. So the finale, the finale part one will be dropping next month. Then the following month after, I'll be dropping part two of the finale.
Okay, I like that. So I'm going to give people a little bit of synopsis. Best Side Brooklyn's own Gap Murder. He's in the studio with me tonight. And if you all don't know, for those that don't know, you need to know, the Brooklyn Way Concert Series, they're going to be performances by Papoose, Bambito, Bomeo.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to help me out, Gat, because I don't want to pronounce anybody's name. So these are some of your homies. You want to tell some of the listeners about who's going to be performing?
I mean, they see it on the flyer. Then I got special performances, too, as well. So, you know what I mean? Like you said, you got okay. My man Bo Mayo, Bambito, my man 640, Young Kai, Marcy Zone. Who else I got performing? I got Uchi. I got Troublesome, King 4.
You got Rock Boy GZ.
Rock Boy G's and my brothers, D Chambers. I mean, I got the whole Brooklyn performing that night. Let's put it like that. All the top gunners in Brooklyn that's on their grind, the hungry Brooklyn, they all will be touching that stage that night next Saturday.
That's what's up. Now, a lot of these artists, are they indie artists? Are they well-known
everybody
in
indie.
New York City?
Everybody indie. Yeah, they know. Okay. Like, everybody got their own little buzz and their own little way and all that, and where I'm from. So everybody I practically put on the bill, you know, they working. My man, shout to my man, Big Man Global. It's a lot. There's a lot going on in there. I got Junior Mafia performing that night as well. I got the, I don't even want to give y'all too much detail, but it's going to be a crazy night.
Wait a minute, Gat, because when I first interviewed you, and I was like, Gat, are you going to be doing anything on Eventbrite? And you was like, nah, we selling these. But now I notice you are doing something on Eventbrite. So you are selling
because
things on Eventbrite.
I realize we can't touch everybody. We can't get to everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying, in the street. So I was like, fuck, let's just set up this Eventbrite and have people, you know, pay for it. Because I got people from Cali, you know, North Carolina, different places hitting me up for tickets. So I'm like, yeah, we might as well do this shit. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Might as well set it up.
Okay. You know what? I'm so glad you did that, because when I first interviewed you and you were like, nah, Ty, we got this. I'm like, oh, good Lord, I'm going to pray for him, baby. Because Eventbrite is actually like a really cool, useful tool to promote the event and to get the word out there.
Most
so
definitely.
Then when I heard that you were doing it, I was like, yo, that's the stuff.
I was like, fuck it. I got
that's
tired of, you know what I mean, everybody hitting me up. I'm like, just go hit the Eventbrite. I just got tired of everybody hitting me. It was just nerve-wracking.
So how is it going? Like, how is everything? How are you feeling, like, with ticket sales?
Oh, I feel
and,
good.
You know,
I feel good. I know for a fact we, like right now, we looking over capacity. So we good.
That's what's
we good.
Up.
It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a pack house. What's going on? So
now,
you know what I mean? It's going to be a pack house.
Give me a little bit of information for those that are coming in. How is it for parking for those that want it? How is this area? How is it for parking? Like, what do people need to understand, like, when they come into this event?
I mean, far as parking go, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just get there early, man. Get there at 5 o'clock.
Get there
at 4:30. You know what I'm saying? Just park your shit up and then move how you want to move, because it's going to be pandemonium. I'm telling you, that's why I got everybody coming early. I got all the artists coming early. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be an early event. It's going to be an early event. And it ends early, too.
So,
it ends at 12 o'clock. So
is there going to be an after party anywhere for this? Do you guys have an after party after this?
We working on that right now. We working on the after party right now. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of shit going down on Labor Day weekend. You know, that's Labor Day weekend. So I got a few things in the work, few plans in the work.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, we're going to do an after party.
Now, Gat, I want to know, the Brooklyn Way, are you ever have openings or auditions for casting? How do you go about casting for the Brooklyn Way?
Like, I never did a casting in my life. Everybody that I put on the show was family and close friends or people that was associates and other friends and all that. But I never did a solid casting for the Brooklyn Way. And I'm glad I didn't, because my cast is everything. You know what I'm saying? My cast is everything, and it's family. My cast is my family, so it's like it's deeper than a cast. We all family.
Okay, because I was ever since I've graced your presence, you know, and I've come in, and I've stepped into, you know, your life, and prayerfully Ty can be family too, and I've been putting the buzz out there. I've had a few of my Boricuas, like a few Latinos that I know that are curious, like, yo, how can we get down and be a part of his Brooklyn Way? Can we audition? Like, yo, what's up? So I put it out there.
I mean, like,
said,
when
okay.
season three come around, when season three come around, then, you know what I mean, I'll dibble and dabble with that. You know what I mean? As far as, like, giving opportunities. So right now, I put so many people on the platform. So when I got family mm-hmm. members that's coming at me now, like, what's up, cuzzo? Why I'm not in that? So it's like, I want
right.
to go take time out for putting too many people in the Brooklyn Way, because too many people is lit right now. You know what I'm saying? And too many people that's really, really close to me is not lit right now, and it's just a situation. So I'm going
okay,
to give, you know,
so,
every,
okay,
if I can, if I can help everybody. Hold on. If I can help everybody, I would, but I can't help everybody. You know what I'm saying? I get this shit every day. My DM is full of niggas and full of women and full of everybody, actresses and actors and everybody that want to showcase their talent. And it's dope. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That everybody want to be on the Brooklyn Way web series and they enjoy it and they like it. But
mm-hmm.
I can't put everybody on the web series. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
mm-hmm.
I don't want the people to get confused of who's the main characters and who's not. And you know what I'm saying? It just got to make sense.
What are you trying to say?
No, it's not that. As of now, I got putting people on the Brooklyn Way on the back burner right now. I'm just focusing on getting we bringing the original cast back, season three, all original. Season two was pretty much me showing love, putting a lot of new faces in there, getting a lot of people lit, jumping a lot of people's careers off the Brooklyn Way situation. And then three, we're going to get back to regularly scheduled program. But I don't mind incorporating somebody for a quick episode, quick cameo or something like that. You know what I mean? But as far as like me putting more people into the Brooklyn Way show right now, is I don't see it happening right now.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, Gat, I was having a conversation, and it was all good things, nothing bad. I was going back and forth with a brother that actually seems to be a fan of yours, and I have posted a few posts before this show aired, you know, to big you up and to let others know, you know, who you were. So the brother had, I don't want to put out names, but he was saying, like, yo, my man Gat Murda is underrated. Like, he's just not recognized, and he doesn't get the recognition he deserves. You know what? I'm going to put the name out there because he's on my Facebook page. He goes by Kelvin Durant. This dude named Kelvin is, like, one of your fans, and he was like, yo, I'm down with Gat. You know, Gat is slept on, you know, and he says, like, that's the best show on YouTube. What do you think when you hear people say that about you, Gat?
I mean, I get that all the time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful and thankful for, you know, that type of feedback. But all I can do is keep working, man, and keeping the people satisfied, giving them what they want and all that, and taking my career to the next level. You know, I get that everywhere I go. And it makes me, when I get feedback like that, it makes me go harder.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me go even more harder to know people out there that rock with me like that and listen to my music and watch my show. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that means a lot to me when I walk down the street and, you know, kids and older people run down on me like, yo, I love you. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I'm a fan. I mean, I love that. I love that. And that makes me go harder. That made me go harder. Because there was a time I was like, yo, you know what? I ain't fucking with this shit like that no more. Once it started hitting, I'm like, yo, people out there
mm-hmm.
really rock with me. They really fuck with me. So that made me go extra harder, you know?
I like that. So when you were like, yo, fuck that, what was it? Like, were you getting discouraged? Did you feel like it just, you wasn't seeing any results? What was the frustration, Gat?
It wasn't really frustration. It was pretty much like I was putting in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? I'm known worldwide. What's going on? Why they not calling? Why they not coming? Why they not dropping that bag on me? You know what I'm saying? I realized, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the most underrated dudes in Brooklyn, New York. And I just made my own way. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to make my own way. I don't need nobody. Fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? So why go knocking on niggas' door when, you know, they need to be knocking on my door? I'm not going to knock on nobody else's door no more. I'm on my own shit. So that's why I'm
and
at.
And I actually, I admire that about you because, you know, I want to ask certain questions, but I don't want to, like, I want to ask some questions because I'm curious. Like, you're so close to brothers like Little C's and you were close to Big and Lil Kim. And why?
I just grew up. I grew up around them. You know what I'm saying? Like Big and, you know, Junior Mafia, I grew up around them. You know what I'm saying? C's is a good friend of mine. You know what I mean? Like the Junior Mafia family, that's family. Junior Mafia is family and all that. So it's like, you know, I utilize all my plugs. I utilize all my plugs and all my industry connects to my ability. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what your plugs is for. You got to use your plugs.
Right.
What good is that outlet if you're not using the plug?
Exactly. So why isn't it that you, I feel, if you have these plugs, why hasn't a brother wanted to lift another brother up and say, yo, let me put Gat on, let me put him on.
Oh, nah, listen,
a collaboration.
I'm
going to
keep you 100. I'm going to keep it so 100 with you. I don't need no rapper putting me on. I don't, if Hov ain't saying, yo, I want to sign you, Gat, or a nigga like 50 ain't saying, yo, Gat, you know what I mean? I want to work with you. You know what I mean? Do business. I don't care to, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't of those type of artists, I don't care to do business with niggas. I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't need nobody to put me on. I'm connected with them. I could get in contact with any New York rapper I want to get in contact with on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like if I need a favor, you know what I mean, or I need a verse, it's gonna happen. But far as me wanting another rapper or another artist to put me on, I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for no handouts. I don't want nobody saying they did anything for me. You know, because I've been around a lot of artists and watch how they talk about each other. Oh, I put that nigga on. If it wasn't for me, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't even exist. I watch it all the time. So I'm never going to give an artist that one up on me. Never.
And I admire that about you because one thing that I loved about you is you make your own movement. When I follow you, it's like you have a humongous following. We actually have somebody calling in, Gat. Looks like we got somebody from North Cackalack calling in. Let's see who we got in the studio with us. You're calling in. This is Ty Jones, The Voice. You're sitting in with Gat Murdo from the Brooklyn Way. Who's calling in?
Hello, it's Darian Lester. I was calling in just to see what's going on. I've been meaning to call in and talk to Ty for a while.
Nice. Now tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Again, it's Darian Lester, and I'm in Durham, North Carolina.
What's up? You calling in from the Bull City. That's one of my home. That's one of my hometowns. Brian Dawson, K97.5. That's my stomping ground. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So have you ever heard any music? What are you feeling about Gat Murdo? Have you heard any of, have you followed him on Instagram? What are you thinking of the buzz? Would you like to go to Brooklyn to check out this concert?
Yeah, I would love to go to Brooklyn to check out his concert. I actually never heard of Gat Murdo. I did just recently follow him on Instagram from the per tag from you, Ty Jones. But I would love to go out there and hear some of his music. I was just recently in Harlem, so I would love to go back and step in Brooklyn.
Okay. Gat, she's not familiar with you, so how would we go about asking her some of the questions if she wanted to win concert tickets? What are we doing with a sister like this?
All right. Do you watch the Brooklyn Way, yes or no?
I don't.
See, that's not good. So I can't even give you a ticket. I can't give you a ticket because you don't watch the show. This is a
Dang.
Brooklyn Way situation.
I can't.
You know what I mean? I want
to.
I wanted
no
to be
way.
Able to say, what part of North Carolina are you from?
Bull City.
Oh, Durham. All right, I got peoples out there. Durham. Shout to the whole Durham. But
see,
I
now
you
just
got to
look out for the peoples that you got in Bull City.
No doubt, man. Shout to them. I'll be out there in North Carolina next month.
Oh, word? Where
okay.
you going to be at?
Yeah. I'm going to be out there in the Charlotte area.
Okay. Now, Gat, I want to put you in touch with my homeboy, Brian Dawson, and you got to make your way to Raleigh because Brian Dawson is my homeboy. He works for K97.5, which is the number one hip-hop station in Raleigh, and he also promotes some of the hottest
That's
parties.
That's dope. I'll be
in Raleigh,
too, when I come out there. I'll be in Raleigh when I come out there.
So you got to do me a favor when you, before,
I touch Raleigh,
like, before
I touch,
you
I
go.
Touch Valentine's. Hold on. Let me tell you where I'll be at out there. I touch Raleigh.
Right,
I touch Valentine. I touch Valentine. I touch Raleigh, I touch Charlotte, I touch Durham, I touch Greensboro.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Now, this is the thing. I want to put you in the studio with Brian Dawson, so you got to let me know your time. I'm going to be in Raleigh, A, B, C, and D, so I can reach out to Brian so you can get over there to Radio 1 and go sit in the studio. I would love to see you perform. You know what I'm going to do for
Let's
you, sweetheart,
it.
Calling in from the Bull City? Let's give you a
yes,
taste
yeah.
of Gap Murder. I want to give you a taste
yeah,
of Gap
that's,
Murder.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right, so let's hear this. This is Gap. Welcome to the party right here on Ty Jones, The Voice. Let's hear it.
G-Mix.
Jack. You know what it's at for, nigga. Nigga, welcome to the party. I could have hired me and had to leave. Don't make me make you a target. Nigga, welcome to the party. I get your boy, then I got face from your Barbie. Nigga, welcome to the party. Bitch, you a thot. Lick the dick. Drum on the stick. Off with your head. Extending the clip. Crazy. You bloody, you crip. I'm blowing the chrome. Fuck who you with. Don't let cat pick me a victim. Huh? Your bitch on my body, and I'ma go brag when I kill it. Smoke that. I can make this a homie. And that's on the gang, niggas gon' die if you with them. Listen, I'm a Brooklyn nigga that be booking niggas, you be shookin' niggas when it's lit. Since a youngin' nigga, I've been slumpin' niggas, seen the toughest nigga run the snitch. Hot screenshot a nigga IG and have my little head and start a riot. I'm throwing parties, they private, and all of my options invited. Do what I want, say what the fuck that I feel. Yup, I need a couple of meals. I pull up and hop out and hit at your gang. I'm in the style where they drill. She all for the deuce, they all for the pills. Got yak for your cubie, your big homie pussy. I let it fly, get his big, get him shot. Give me lit. Nigga, welcome to the party. I caught a homie and had to leave. Don't make me make you a target. Nigga, welcome to the party. I get your boy, then I got face from your Barbie. Nigga, welcome to the party. Bitch, you a thot. Lick the dick. Drum on the stick. Off with your head. Extending the clip. Crazy. You bloody, you crip. I'm blowing the chrome. Fuck who you with.
That's fucking it, bro. That's Gap Murder right there. Welcome to the party, Gap. You
okay,
got it.
That was
some
fire.
That's a remix. That's a Brooklyn
that's
remix.
Fire.
That's my remix. It's my G mix. No, shout to Pop Smoke.
Yo.
That's his record, but you know what I mean? I had to make your mind for a second.
Okay.
All right, young. So
like
how
that.
Are you? Okay,
all
so
you
from the Bull City. You're from the Bull City.
Huh?
So are you feeling that New York flavor?
I like that New York flavor. That was fresh. I can rock with it.
That's good.
Is
that's
it?
Good. I'm glad you like it.
Now, Gat. I heard a little bit of explicitity in there. Like, so what's up? Like, you don't got love for the thoughts? Like, so is thoughts like jumping in the DM like that?
Oh my God, this is crazy questions. I don't listen. You gotta love the thoughts for being who they are. You know what I'm saying? Gotta love the Dots for being who they are. But me, I'm a to myself kind of dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I respect that. So,
you know,
is there two sides to GAT? Is it GAT the artist and then GAT the humanitarian? Because you have a side to you that I truly adore when it comes to you giving back to the community, working with the children.
Right.
Like, tell us about that, Kat.
Hold on 1 second. My fault. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Yeah, and I said that
I'm
again?
I'm here. I said,
yeah,
so there seems to be there seems to be two sides to GAT. There's GAT the humanitarian, GAT that loves the children, giving back to the community. You know, you're doing something for the kids before school. And then there's GAT the artist that you're a New Yorker, you keep it real. Like, give some of the listeners that may be hearing this interview for the very first time, let them know who GAT Murder is.
I mean, GAT got two sides to him. I got a dark side to me where, you know, if you play with me, I violate you. You know what I'm saying? Then I got then there's Jamel, the good-hearted dude that help everybody and want to see everybody win. No?
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. You know, just straight sum it all up.
Okay. Now.
Also, if you get on my good side, you're going to stay on my good side, because if you get on my bad side, I'm going to disrespect you every time. And anybody that knows me know that's how I play. I've been playing that way since I was young. You know I'm a good dude. I want to see everybody win. Once you step on my toes, I'm going to go the whole mile by disrespecting you or slandering your whole name into nobody like you no more. Straight up.
Ooh, okay.
Dad,
so
I would hate to get on his bad side.
Exactly, right?
What's your
sign? My sign is Aries. I'm Aries. Hold on. One question. We gonna be on the line with all your peoples all day, Ty. No disrespect, baby girl, but we got people that probably trying to call out right now.
I'm gonna get on your bad side.
Nah, you good, ma. But I'm just saying, we on the. I want people to win these tickets. It's probably people calling in right now. Try to call up. Get in right now. I always got all her peoples on the interview all day. All the videos.
I'm trying to give niggas chances,
Gat.
I'm giving niggas chances to call in. Like, I'm trying to give niggas chances right now to call in. We got Durham calling in the studio. People are liking
the
post.
You know what I mean? I wish you wasn't in North Carolina. I mean, matter of fact, I got people from North Carolina coming out to the show, too. Shout to JoJo, daughter from Jodeci. His daughter be performing live, too, at the concert. Her name is Kayla. She's from Charlotte, North Carolina. So she'll be touching the stage and all that as well next Saturday.
Okay.
So, you know, I got a lot of Charlotte coming out next week. And Durham and Raleigh, too, as well.
Really? Okay. Yeah, there's a brother that'll be on the show tomorrow. He goes by Red Dread 919. And Red is a hip hop artist out of Durham, North Carolina. And Red will be on the show tomorrow. I've actually seen Red perform. He's performed actually at a few parties that I did with Brian Dawson when I was in Raleigh, North Carolina. His music is actually really fire. And he'll be on the show tomorrow.
So,
he's actually been digging your style, and he really likes your style. It seems like you get a lot of love from North Carolina, Gat.
Yeah, I'll be out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm in tune with North Carolina. I come up with a lot of people out there, so it's all love out there in North Carolina. They crazy out there, though.
Why do you say that?
I know North Carolina like us. I'm from Brooklyn, you know what I mean? We like the wildest. You know, Brooklyn, we the wildest. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear certain areas that's kind of quiet, I never heard put in pain and all that, I really slept on North Carolina. I went out there to North Carolina. I'm like, oh, these niggas put in pain out here. You know, because I wasn't really out there in North Carolina like that. So I went to North Carolina. I'm like, yo, they really put in pain out here. Shout out to the whole North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of dudes out there with the Brooklyn mentality. Shout out to the whole North Carolina, though.
So I actually, I may be having someone that's actually texting me on Instagram that you may know. I'm going to see if the brother will show me some love. Give me a second. I'm going to see what I can do. I may even put the brother on blast. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't worry. It's not going to be nothing negative. If I do it, it's all love. You know, it's nothing negative. I'm not putting brothers on blast like that. Like, he actually is a supporter of you. And let me see if he's going to come into the studio. Give me a second with this brother here. Because I actually was talking to him about a week or two ago. And he's down with Death Squad. He's a Death Squad recording artist. And so he actually happens to really support you. He goes by MICHANDZ, Mike Hands. Mike Hands on Instagram. Death Squad recording artist.
Oh, Mike
artist.
Hands.
Mike
mm-hmm. Hands. That's
yeah,
my guy right
yeah,
there. Shout out
yeah.
to Mike Hands. Word,
what's
that's
up?
My dude right
in
there.
The studio. Give me 1 second. This is Ty Jones, the voice. Who am I speaking with?
It's Mike Hands on deck. What up?
What's
oh,
up, Mike?
Shit, my man Mike Hands.
Dad, what up, Mike? I heard rumors. I had to pull up.
The fuck is up, man? This is my guy right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, nigga?
I'm good, man. I had to check in on you. You know that. It's the Brooklyn way to do things.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
Okay,
I'm doing all right
you
today.
Wait, baby. How you feeling? How you feeling? How the hell?
I'm doing all right today. I'm on the machine now, actually. But I'm all right.
That's good. That's what I like to hear, bro.
No, I appreciate you checking in on me.
I hope you good. I hope you can make it out next week, man. I hope you can make it out. If you can, I'm gonna make sure you good.
That's the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the date?
That's next Saturday, August 31st.
I'm not gonna be here, King. I fly out for Chile on the 29th. The show is on the 30th.
Yeah, Rock
so.
Told me. Rock told
yeah.
me that's not going out there. Rock was
yeah,
at my
me
cookout.
And Bo. Dig it. Yeah, so,
yeah, so he was
we out of here on the 29th.
Okay, okay.
So, Mike,
he said, yeah,
you
come
said
back,
you're
I
going out to
Chile.
Yeah,
before
me, Rock,
even
Mark,
get, Mike,
Bo Black.
What are you doing out in Chile?
We're performing the Monster Nation show with Rock Ness Monster from Helter Skelter.
Nice. Since I have two hip hop heads in the building, and we haven't, and the young
nah,
lady
Brooklyn recognized Brooklyn,
out.
Though I tell you that though,
early that,
you know what I mean. Like if you from Brooklyn and you put in pain, you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
If Absolutely. You from Brooklyn and you don't put in pain, you're not recognized. I don't care who you talking about, because there's a lot of people out here that be like, "Yo, I'm from Brooklyn." I'd be like, "I never heard of that,
ever.
I never heard
really?
Of it. Ever in life. He's never been outside. I don't know."
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But once
so
you said Mike
so
Hands, we did shows
to,
together. It's family.
I really, you know what, Mike? I'm like, he and I, Gat, we actually had a very good conversation not too long ago, right, Mike? And we were building, and I really, really enjoyed the conversation because you were giving me a lot of insight on things regarding the industry, things that, you know, pertain to you that you were very passionate about. And I'm really
mm-hmm.
supportive of your journey to health and things that I want to continue to progress with his health.
Nah, I appreciate
so he's
that.
Actually been dropping jewels and I really do appreciate that. But since I have you in the studio, I gotta ask you a question. You've been hearing the buzz, you know, you've been hearing the buzz about Jay-Z and this NFL, you know, situation. What have you guys been feeling about Jay wanting to step in with the NFL, you know?
You
want to
hear
my honest opinion?
I ain't have no thoughts
yes,
on it at all, so I'll let Gat take the floor.
Okay. I mean, me personally, when I seen it, I was kind of upset for a second because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jay was attaching himself to the NFL, but this is how I feel about that whole situation. If Kaepernick if Jay don't bring Kaepernick back, what was the point? If Kaepernick don't come back, what's the point?
Okay,
well, for me,
do you guys do Okay, so before you say something, Mike, because I want to hear from you too. Do you guys realize that Kaepernick has not made any public, has not come public regarding Jay? He's had representatives, even his girls, an attorney, who has stepped forward to even speak on his behalf, but he himself has not even come forward to have much said. Also, do people realize that he settled, that he actually got paid a settlement for to decline when they were going after the NFL? Kaepernick still did get paid, and along with a few others, you know? So this is the thing that, and I was having a heated debate, yo. When I talk about heated, this nigga was getting angry at me, yo. Like yesterday, I sat on the phone with a nigga for like over an hour, and we were going back and forth because he was like, why isn't anybody worried about Kaepernick and he's being banned? But I'm like, yo, nigga, Cap is not even concerned about coming back. And I'm not even saying it in a nonchalant way. I'm saying Cap is getting paid. He got a $1 million book signing deal. He got paid for this allegations of going after the NFL. They actually paid Cap, you know? So he's getting his money. And it's not, and honestly, when he was in negotiations.
And then again, you know, Hov is a businessman. You know what I'm saying? He a businessman, so you got to respect him.
Because although it's entirely possible that Jay-Z deals with the NFL and represents the next step in long-term play to eventually becoming an owner, that's a far cry from what's happening right now. And that's how I feel about it. You feel me? Like, I think people is jumping a gun when it comes to Jay's position. What do you got to say about that, Mike?
I really just don't have no, honestly. There's just so much other things going on in the world that J.J. Pocket in the NFL, which I don't even watch, to be honest, none of that means anything to me. The cabinet concept, I get it. Like you said, he settled, created a situation out of a bad situation for himself. Everybody else seems to be more pressed about him coming back than he is. But also, I think for him to not say much or nothing is smart. You got representation. There's nothing to be said until there's something to be said. You know what I mean?
Right.
So at the end of the day, the impact that has already been made. So his presence is there as long as his name is in the conversation. But Jay, listen, the angle I thought you were going to come at, because everybody kind of talks to me about Jay-Z and his obligation to Brooklyn or his obligation to people because of his success. And I'm just not that person. I think if he want to be completely selfish and lock himself in the closet, he earned the right to do what the hell he want with his money. He did that work. You dig what I'm saying? People supported it, cool, but he did that work. So I don't think he's obligated to do anything other than what he wants to. If he want to put on a record label full of Eskimos, then that's his vision. You understand what I'm saying? But people, you know, he went to Philly and he put on all the Philly artists and he ain't put nobody from Brooklyn on. Then somebody literally went on the timeline this week and was like, Mike Haynes, I've seen you rip X amount of shows over the years and you Brooklyn. You could have been in a better position if Jay would have just said your name. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's like you trying to completely unzip this nigga pants to put his dick in my mouth. Fuck out of here.
Wow.
I don't need nobody to say my name. I don't need that. I'm going to do what I do.
Right.
Nobody had to say his name the same way ain't nobody got to say mine.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. And you'd be surprised who you know what I mean? Think watching you. Like, I know for a fact, like, most of these dudes know who I am. Like, they know.
Absolutely.
They know. They heard of me. So I don't really care, like, for all the, you know, clout shit. He say his name, he going to be lit. I'm lit worldwide.
On
my
own
lane.
Strength.
Making my own lane.
Yeah,
like, Mike Haynes made his own lane. Huh?
Last time I spoke to you, did I tell you I was in Germany? And when I was in Germany last month, and I think last time I seen you, I ran into you, I told you. And on Everything I Love, we shooting a video for me, and we were in the train station, and the conversation went to web series. And the dude that I'm talking to, he's new to that whole, just, you remember how when the web series first hit, dudes was just lit. They were trying to find everything they could find. And he found Brooklyn Way. And me knowing I'm from Brooklyn, he's like, yo, you ever heard of such and such, such? And I just looked at him crazy, like, what? Like, you know, it's my family. What are you talking about? Like, it's, like I was 13 seconds away from
like
being
that.
On last season, but I got sick. Like, what are we talking about? Like, that's family. Like,
and
he left that door
it's
wide open
because,
for me.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because Redman, he texted me like a couple days ago. Shout out to Redman. He texted me a couple days ago and said, niggas ran down on him in Toronto. Like, yo, I seen you in that Brooklyn way. That shit is dope.
Yeah.
Like, we want to see you come
Hamburg,
back for How High too. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, I was in Hamburg. Word. Never been there a day in my life. And they talking to me about
that's
you.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So
yo,
I can verify
that.
I can verify that.
Mike,
that's
I'm looking,
look,
I'm being
man.
Nosy, and I'm looking at something. Underground Hip Hop Con, Rock the House. That's actually today. What's that about?
Yeah, so the Rock the House is every Wednesday. It's sponsored. It's supported by one of my concert series, which is the Writer's Block Concert Series, and it's in conjunction with Classic Storm Radio and Bodega Cold Cuts Radio. And they every Wednesday at the Delancey, they normally do the Rock the House, which is a showcase to keep something going on in our community of, you know, MCing and the New York underground scene, something consistent. This particular underground con, if I'm correct, this week they're doing the radio, the salute to underground radio. So all of the different radio, underground radio stations will be out networking and building, and I think that's going to be good for all the artists that are in the building. In case you didn't know who the plug was at G Street Radio or at DTF or wherever it is that you might need to get your stuff over to. So everybody will be in the house, Rap FM and everybody. So it'll be pretty dope tonight.
Okay. And it also says that not only is it a radio con event, but it's also an album
release party
tonight.
For Big D and Easy Mo B.
Okay.
So that's going to be crazy,
too. So for those that are in the New York area, the address is 168 Delancey Street, and doors open at 8 p.m. and it starts at 8 p.m., $10 admission. And you should go to Mike Hand, that's MICHANDZ, on Instagram to find out more info. Gap Murder is the Brooklyn way. Mike Hands is Brooklyn. I got Brooklyn. They just show me so much love. I love you guys, even though Ty is a Bronx girl. Brooklyn booze. Like, I love my Brooklyn booze. You guys need to be giving me so much love. I even had Azia from Hustle in Brooklyn. Azia graced me with her presence, and the mama is doing so many wonderful things. It seems like I just get so much love from Brooklyn.
She's a great artist. Yeah. I was at a female showcase in SOBs, and she did her thing. Like, she's
nice.
And I love Azia. Big up to Virginia State University. That is my alma mater, and so is Azia. So I have to say thank God for the educated ladies out there getting our degrees. And Azia graduated from Virginia State University as well. We got somebody else calling into the studio. Area code is 347-44466. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Bang, yo, what's poppin'? This Fly Ty from Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Yo, Fly Ty, you from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Stop playing, nigga.
Cut it out.
Rock Boy.
You know what it is.
Rock Boy, jeez.
Jeez, in the
nigga?
Building. What's banging? How's everybody?
How's everyone? How are you? I'm new to this party, and this is Ty Jones, the voice. You're listening to me, and my guest is Gap Murder. Sounds like you know Gap. Are you familiar with Gap?
Yeah, man, I know Gap. Gap is my brother from another. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Are you familiar with the Brooklyn Way concert that's happening on the 31st?
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with that. I will be in attendance, and I'm going to watch a great show, and I'm also going to get on the stage, and I'm going to smash it. Me and my Rock Boy G team, we're going to get up there. We're going to burn it down.
Really?
Like that. Brother right there, man.
I love your energy. Like, do you like to freestyle? Do you freestyle? Can I hear a freestyle from one of your brothers if y'all really like that? Can I put you on point like that?
Really like I do that. That's what I do. I was born for that.
I'm waiting.
You run with runners, I ride with shooters. You touching legs, I bust medullas, never DJ. No clue why you envy, but I don't give a fuck. It's the New York City in me, it's time. Running the number, rocking bronze with classes. OG tactics, order for slaughter, sorta, shorter brackets. I come with them different torches, my homie got them porches. Got that murder courses, you niggas out the office. God damn it, it's hammer time. Back out to slammer time. Grab the top, slide it back, primer time. Crime rate, grind rate, prime state, same plate, border eight. Nigga ate motherfucking murder day. Summertime or winter, something to get into. When you lay eyes on them other guys, them boys can slam one in ya. Life ain't no missile, huh? Grip on your pistol, huh? G to the bone, gristle with tissue. Now what's the issue, huh? No, I heard they got other places that's similar, but I represent New York. You fuck around, I'm killing ya. Bang. Yeah.
Yo, yo, why are you so violent, huh? Yo, Ty, why are you so fucking violent? It might be kids tuning in right now. Why are you so violent, bro?
Listen.
That's what I want to know. Like, you just,
that's my guy right there, man.
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Okay, you know what? I am the only female in the studio tonight, so I got to ask y'all brothers, can I give all of y'all some hugs right now? Like, do you guys need hugs? Y'all need some hugs? Y'all need some love? Can I make you a plate of arroz con pollo or something? Ay, Dios mío, papi. Yo te quiero darte una embrazo porque yo no sé qué está pasando contigo. Like, ay, Dios.
I'm going to still have that like, verse playing in the background while the food comes, though.
Yo, that's, yeah. I don't even know if I want to enter without a jet or something. Like, I might have to get strapped. Like, yo.
No. Check
now,
it out,
y'all all like
t-shirt.
Everyone's Brooklyn. Is it that hot? Like, what's the hostility, my dude? Like, where's the anger
Yo, listen,
coming from?
When you born and raised in Brooklyn, when you come from the environment we come from, you gotta be aggressive. Mm. We around snakes, rats. You know what I mean? Crooked police. We go through a lot. It's too much in Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you made it through the era of the 90s and the 80s mm-hmm. in Brooklyn,
Bruh.
New York. You officially a G.
You built different.
You officially made it. You certified out here in Brooklyn. You made it through those eras right there. Because it was nothing nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of Brooklyn, guys.
That's why
you know,
when you hear a lot of Brooklyn artists,
from...
when you hear, hold on. When you hear artists like from Brooklyn, niggas like Maino and niggas like Uncle Murder, niggas like us, it's like you hear that
mm-hmm.
that aggression with the rap music because of where we came from. You know what I mean? Now, when you from the Burbage areas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with Drake from, no disrespect. You're going to hear that little singy shit.
Oh, no.
No niggas rapping.
I was just
no
listening.
Shot fired. I'm
okay,
just
you
saying,
know
when you come from Brooklyn, you got
to
be aggressive.
Hold on.
Gotta be
I was
aggressive.
Listening to In My Feelings yesterday, guys. I actually like In My Feelings. I'm sorry, but I
Hold
like
on.
That song. Like, I'm a
Hold
girl.
No, no,
no.
I'm just saying.
Let me
give
it a stack,
you can adapt to, like, the environment. Like, when you, it depends on the environment you come from. When you come from, like, Bronx, New York, you ain't have that Joe
I'm from
rap,
the Bronx.
You know what I mean? That's aggression. That aggression. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hear artists like True Life. You know a whole bunch of wild Puerto Rican niggas, you know what I mean? Get together, drink Corona,
yes,
to beat niggas up all day. That's New York. That's New York.
Here's what I'm saying. Yeah, hold
okay,
up.
So Mike, you got something to say? What's up?
Yeah, just coming through, you know, my side of Brooklyn, to be honest. I got a whole set of stories to tell, and truth be told, the version that's coming is a little bit more calm, but y'all still got to get the backstory. So I'm still telling
right.
y'all the stories in the late 80s and early 2000s. I ain't even catch up to the 2010s and 19s yet when
mm-hmm.
when life got a little bit easier on me because I had a grown man's perspective. So I'm still
right.
writing the story. Remember, y'all ain't – I haven't had the platform to tell the story but so long. So y'all still catching up, you know what I'm saying? So that version of life that we live now where we've navigated, as God said, we made it to this side of the hurdle, I'm still telling
mm-hmm.
y'all the story of how I came down the track and got off the ground to even hit this hurdle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to still get
now,
that because it's fresh. It's trauma.
Now, Mike, can you tell some of the listeners that may just be tuning in, maybe it's a sister calling, you know, listening from Omaha, Nebraska, or over here in Tacoma, Washington, where Ty is on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Brooklyn, let's give you guys a round off, Gap Murder, what part of Brooklyn are you from?
Come on, you know I'm best out born in the way.
Okay.
Brooklyn.
Mike, what part of Brooklyn are you from?
Flatbush, Brooklyn,
home.
Early.
So we got that spot. We got Flatbush. And then, Papi that called me, and tell me your name and what part of Brooklyn are you from?
I don't know who Poppy is, but you talk about me. I'm Black Tie. I'm a dark skinned black man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the Poppy though, but
so
I like how you say it. Sounds good. It sounds good coming from you though.
Ty come out of Brownsville, but look, Ty come out of Brownsville, but he got a splash of Best Side in him because he used to live on my block as well.
I also got a splash of Far Rock Queens too.
My father, big up to Allah Shasha. My father is a 5%er, and my father's name, big shout out to Allah Shasha. And my dad lived in Far Rockaway. And when I was younger, I have to admit, guys, I took the train, and I lived in the suburbs, okay? I was born in the Bronx, but my mother took me out of New York when I was 8 years old. And I'm an ex-military brat, and I traveled when I was young. So I remember taking the A train, and I got off at the very last stop in Far Rockaway. And when I got off there, I remember there was just like project buildings, niggas on rooftops, and my dad walked that street comfortably. Like, Papi could walk the streets of Far Rockaway, no problem, because his name carries weight, you know? He's an elder. My father's in his late 60s. He's been a 5%er since he was 13 years old. So I've met members of Wu-Tang. Big shout out to Wu, Fat Joe. Growing up, these are brothers that I came across because of my papi. But that's a rough fucking neighborhood, yo. Like, it's not safe at night. And when you guys were growing up, to give people some insight on how rough it was, like, I hear y'all saying, yo, this is rough. But tell some of the listeners, growing up, how hard was it for you? And did you ever think you were going to get out and be the Gap Murder that's the MC doing the Brooklyn Way? Mike, that's, you know, you down with Death Squad. How was that for you brothers growing up in that when you were younger?
I ain't never had a doubt, truth be told. I was just built different.
Okay.
I was just watching the movie in my neighborhood. Like, it was what it was. Like, I didn't know anything else. So just the same dream you had in the suburbs, I had in the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. And did you have mentors? Did you have a vision? Like, how did you get your start, Mike?
I seen where I'm at standing right now. I'm gonna be honest with you, in the fifth grade. I'm talking about design, clothing, music, everything that I do right now, I knew in the fifth grade is what I was gonna be doing. I had no safety net, I had no second lane, I had no backup plan. What I do is what I set out to do.
Man, I like that. I like that about you, Gas.
Like me, I grew up. I didn't expect to make it this far. I'm gonna be honest. I was in the streets doing what I do. So I didn't expect to make it this far. To be honest. Let me keep it. But I don't know how I did it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know how I did the web series shit. I don't know how the music shit jumped off like that. I don't know. I just did it, and it hit. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to do it. That's what it was.
I had no dreams of becoming a rapper. I ain't had no dreams of becoming an actor. I ain't had no dreams of none of that shit. I was just living life regular.
So did it fall in your lap? Did someone say, like, yo, Gat, you need to do something different? Did you have a wake-up call?
It was definitely hard work. Definitely didn't fall in my lap. It was definitely hard work.
Okay. Now,
no, but I was inspired by... You hear me? I was inspired by artists like M.O.P., Boot Camp Click, you know, Mental Weston, the Smooth the Hustlers, the Trigger the Gamblers. I was inspired by Redman, Method Man, you know what I mean? Wu-Tang Clan. I was inspired by those artists, Kool G Rap, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. Those artists right there inspired me to rap, the lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those listening to them made me want to rap. And I wasn't a rapper at all. But they inspired me to want to rap. And it's crazy that I'm working with them now. I got music with them. I got videos with these dudes now. So it's like, I didn't expect them to do this.
Yeah, I'm hard-headed. I don't believe nothing different. Like, I don't care what my family said, my people said, non-believers, this and the third. I was so tunnel vision on the fact that I knew I could do something that once I set out to do it, I just never stopped. I mean, my mom used to be in awe of the disappointment, the door slamming, and the fact that I would keep pushing forward. Like, it didn't happen yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, lost deals, all kind of shit. I never had the option in my mind to say I could stop. You know what I mean? Now, did I know what the outcome was going to be? Hell no. Did I know how far to go? Nope.
Right.
But I knew I was not going to stop. You know? So
Mike, how did Eric Sherman come into your life?
Let me tell you before I get to that. I was a Rock Boy G before any of that. So calling in made it real super ill. Because most people don't even know that about my history. You know what I mean? I was with Ty and DR Period and them long before I was ever with Boot Camp, before I was ever with Eric Sherman, before I was with any of them.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes
traveling, doing the thing, Miami,
exactly. When people ask how I got there, well, there's one of the people on the conversation right now. That was part of that journey. I didn't have a plan. I was just, if the opportunity created itself, I tried to seize it.
Word. And one thing I can say about both my brothers on the line right now, they are multi talented. Like, you know what I'm saying? I done seen the grind, the hustle, and the brussel out of both of them. Real talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
I'm about to say the same thing with you, Charlie. You bugging?
You're an incredible artist, and you manage one of the most influential producers. It's so real. Me and Ty used to run around and put up posters for Ike Dirty. Shout out to Ike Dirty, man. We used to run around doing street scene work.
Damn straight. Yep.
Look at that.
Ike Dirty, Danny Girl. All
that
crazy.
So Ty, I heard from Gat and Mike. Ty, give me a little bit about your grind and hustle with your music. How's it been for you?
It's been a dream come true, I ain't gonna lie. I'm nowhere near where I'm gonna be, and I'm not where I started. So it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Shit, making it past 18 was a stretch. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't think that was gonna happen. It was too many murders and deaths around me. You see what I'm saying? So it just felt a little crazy. But make a very, very long story short, you know what I'm saying? I got into music because of my pops. My pops used to sing with, like, the Drifters, and he sang with the Temptations and Crown Heights Affair, Brass Instruction, you know, people like that. So I remember watching my father on Soul Train and all of that, and then the money wasn't there. It's not anything that he was doing wrong. He was sending all the money back. But, you know, God bless my mom. She got addicted to crack cocaine. Everything changed from that point. So as a young kid, I was seeing things I wasn't supposed to be seeing. My father was on the road, and he thinking everything is good. He's sending back money, big money, you know, on TV, on tour and all that, and we don't got no lights on at the crib. So that sparked another interest. You see what I'm saying? So when my pops came home, seeing what was going on, he didn't go on the road no more. So from that point, he had to get a regular job. Now, I'm talking one again. I'm sitting there looking at Soul Train and seeing my dad on Soul Train. Then he had to go get a regular job because he couldn't travel no more. So from that point, I said, not ever. My father won't ever work a regular job again. I got to get out. I got to do my thing. And then that's where it all started. You know what I'm saying? The big homie, my family, DR Period. At the time, he was working on CNC Music Factory. And I was like, yo, let me come in. And he was just like, you know, sweep, clean up, wash my clothes, do all kinds of wild shit. And then he went on to do, you know what I mean, hit records and classic records with M.O.P., AZ, Nas, Cam'ron, Jim Jones, the Jacksons, Madonna, the list started going on and on and on. And I just hung on, you know what I'm saying? So I went from that to being street team, you know what I'm saying? Gap was running around with me and all that. Went from being street team to being a product manager, from product manager to managing DR to managing the artist. Now I run the label, Rock Boy Records. So, again, I'm nowhere where I need to be or where I'm going to be, but I'm not where I was at.
Ty's running the label now.
That word. That actually, so Rock Boys, you're running that. That's you. That's all you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is it challenging? And with these challenges, do you guys, you know, Cat Williams always has this infamous phrase that if I got 25 haters, I'm doing something right. The haters. What do you guys say mm-hmm. about your haters, your naysayers? What do you say
niggas.
To those people like that? Really?
I love them. I like the ghost followers.
And why is that?
I love haters, yo. I just love
why?
Them. You know what I'm saying? You got to love
why?
Them. They promote you the most.
And this day and age of social media with the trollers, what do you say to those? And do you ever, like, clap back at your trollers?
Of course. It's fun.
Why?
It's entertaining. Because it's entertaining. I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? That makes me want to go write a ill verse.
Okay, so it actually gives you motivation to keep pushing, to keep striving, to like show those that are naysayers. Is that what the motivation is behind that?
Yo, man, you gotta love the haters, Ty. You gotta love them.
I got my haters, so I love my haters because they troll my page constantly. So I understand. I mean, I'm a female in this, so. I have my set of haters, or I like to call them my cheerleaders, because they constantly are my some of my loyal and faithful followers. I do have a question, though, for Mike and for Gat and for you as black men living in this Trump era, okay? Being a black man, how important is it for you? Because I hear the music, right? And some of it is somewhat aggressive. But there are softer sides to you, brothers. What type of advice would you give some of the young bucks that look up to you guys, that want to aspire to become like you guys? What advice you give them, some of the young bucks that's looking up to you that are in New York City that may not have a way out? What do you tell some of these young bucks that follow you guys?
Just
keep
working
hard. Keep working. That's right. Keep working.
Just keep working.
You know what I'm saying? When the times get rough and it seems like it's getting hard, just keep working. Keep pushing through. You know? That's it. Keep grinding. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. Blood, sweat, and tears, man. Make your own lane. Stick with it. Don't ride nobody else's coattail. Just
mm-hmm.
do what you do.
And with that said, do any of your brothers ever do any type of mentoring? Do you have any programs that you guys consider doing to give back to the youth, those that are interested in hip-hop? Like, for example, big shout-out to Durham, North Carolina. That's one of my hometowns where I actually did radio for some years. And we have brothers like, you know, oh, my goodness, you have Ninth Wonder. Ninth Wonder is a good friend of mine and works over at Duke University as a professor teaching hip-hop. Hip-hop has evolved in such a way where you have brothers like Ninth Wonder, who producer, done some great-ass production work with top artists and teaching at a prestigious university such as Duke University. He's teaching hip-hop, you know? These are things that I never in my mind ever thought would surpass our understanding of hip-hop. So, in your opinion, Gat, I'll let you go first. Hip-hop, has it evolved in such a positive way where you see yourself wanting to continue to evolve with it? Is this a fad or is this a lifestyle?
Nah, hip-hop is definitely a lifestyle. It's definitely a lifestyle. You know what I mean? Hip-hop saved my life. You know?
Okay.
I could have been doing anything else. But hip-hop definitely saved my life.
Yeah, hip hop is my culture, almost like Judaism. You know what I mean? Like, I am hip hop. That's who I am. That's what I'm inbred. It's what I'm ingrained in. So every version of existence I ever had since I want to say 88 has been hip hop oriented. From the way I take pictures to the shit I wear, you know what I mean? To the way I speak, to my mindset on approach. So, you know, hip hop is my life. I don't even know if it saved it.
it is my life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I think at 85 years old, I will still be a citizen of hip hop.
Mm-hmm. I like that because and Ty, what about you?
Same thing. You know, me, hip hop is definitely not a fad. You know what I'm saying? It's when something is in you, it's in you, period. Pause. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you could do about that. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm going to rap till I'm 80, but being inside the, you know what I mean, and inside of this thing of ours, there's no getting out. That's it.
There's no getting out. So,
no
Ty,
out.
Because you, like, Ty, you've transitioned, okay? You seem like you're transitioning. And Mike, I've spoken to you, and you yourself as well have given me a lot of insight on different avenues that you have taken in your career, from modeling to, you know, radio shows. And you've surpassed other people's expectations of what you're doing with hip-hop. So with that said, is ownership in your music by going in behind the scenes, executive producing, you know, running labels, are those things that you would give advice to some of these young cats to take ownership
all
of
the time.
Their music?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, a big thing.
How do they go about doing
But I want to make sure I say this because, especially in the music today, I don't want to talk too long, but in the music today, it's real, and it's been like that for a long time, but especially right now, there is no level of excellence that people is trying to get to, right?
Mm.
So I always try to say, I don't want to say don't worry about money, but what I will say is do everything with your heart and do it with integrity, and you push forward. That's why I like to tell, you know what I mean, especially the younger ones that's rocking. I say, yo, do it with your heart. Do it with your heart and do it with integrity. You know what I'm saying? And learn. Learn those ones from back in the day. You know what I mean? Because if you just only focus on what's happening right now, if you only focus on that, you're only going to be today and you ain't going to go nowhere else. So I say always learn what happened, and whatever you do it with integrity and do it with your whole heart.
That's a fact.
Word.
What you talk?
I'm banging. I guess we the show right now.
Oh, shit. Where everybody at?
I don't know what happened. Maybe they put us on mute.
Nah.
Mike, your hands, they put you on mute?
No, I dropped. My call dropped, guys. I'm back.
Oh,
we have bad
okay.
weather where I'm at, so I'm sorry, guys. But I'm back in the studio with you guys. The weather here on the west coast where I'm at.
You in the studio or you outside? You got your podcast on the road.
No, I'm actually in a studio area, but today's weather, it's really weird today. It's like it's actually like stormy a little bit today. So you got to remember this is an internet radio show, so we're on SoundCloud. So when certain things happen, you know, I got to work with it. So I'm back. But I want to,
gotcha.
I want to step out of this, but I want to remind those that are listening, and we didn't have a lot that called in today, but I do have a lot of people that for some reason they're shy. They either texting me, they DMing me, but I don't know if y'all got some of these sisters and brothers shook about the Brooklyn Way, but I think you guys are phenomenal, and I'm super excited about this concert, so I really do... Gat wants you to reiterate to those about some of the things that you guys got going on. It seems like you're going to have a raffle the day of the concert. What's going on with that so we can remind some of those?
All right, so pretty much with the raffle, when you come in, you pay $20. You know, you play lotto all day. Get a $20 ticket and it's $500.
Okay. Wow.
We call your number at the end of the night. We're giving away more money, though. You know what I'm saying? $500 ain't the only thing being given away. So, you know, we giving money away that night and we throwing money. So it's all love. We spread love that night.
That's what's up. And for everyone that wants to know where this is located, the VC House, 90 Waterbury Street in Brooklyn,
okay? Doors do open at 6 p.m. It goes from 6 to 11:30, and you can get your tickets online. Gat, eventbrite.com. Where can they find you on events?
Eventbrite, the link is in my bio.
Okay, okay. And can they send you DMs on Instagram if they want to inquire, or are you just telling them, no, go straight to Eventbrite?
Yo, listen, man, listen. Let's next week, Saturday, August 31st, live in Brooklyn, the littlest fucking concert in Brooklyn, New York, is going down fucking Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I'm getting crazy. My man Fly Todd's getting crazy. My brother Papoose is getting crazy. The fucking classic rock. Rockefeller is getting crazy. We're going to have a good fucking time that night. Just be there. Be square. Make sure you're there. Get your tickets in advance. It's $25 tickets now. It's going to be $40 at the door. You don't want to pay that $40. Get your advance tickets. Hit that event right. Get your VIP band. And pop out and have a good time. And fuck with the real official Brooklyn niggas.
So we got my boy Gat Murder. He is the creator, director, producer, and star of the number one hottest web series, The Brooklyn Way. We also got my man Todd Ty in the building, Rock Boy G's.
That's right.
He's the front man of
that's
Rock
right.
Boy G's and president of BR Period Label, Rock Boy Records. And you can follow him on Instagram. It's ROCKBOYGZ. I actually started following him. I love his page. And I think you guys are just going to really tear the stage up. I wish I could be there, but I definitely will be back in New York in the fall. So I'm pretty sure, Gat, you'll have some other concerts that I can attend once I come back home. So I'm really looking forward to interacting with you brothers and seeing what other great things you guys got coming up in the fall. I'm really looking forward to the Brooklyn Way. I've actually been following the series. I really do rock with you guys, and I'm going to continue to support you all. I want to thank you for being a guest tonight on the show, and I love building with you, and you're definitely a voice of hip-hop that I respect. So thank you, Gat, for being a guest on my show, and thank you, Flytai, for coming on the show today. I really do appreciate
it. Even though I know you're not going to be there, the whole show is being recorded. So, you know what I mean? You're going to get links and all of that. Yeah, the show is being recorded, so you're going to see it.
That's what's word. Up. Oh, okay. So I don't feel so left out.
Recorded.
Okay, I don't feel so left out. Now,
I just
want
to, real quick, I got to say this because I got to go to my session. I want to say this to my brother Gat. Everybody listen, Gat is a renaissance man for real. She ran it down. She ran it down, all the stuff that he's doing and all that. It's all that and then some. It's all that. Plus, he's a real good dude. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, don't play with him when it comes to the street. You know what I'm saying? Don't act up because he's going to put something on you. So you better be cool. You know what I'm saying? Gat Murder is my man. And to you, Miss Lay, shows like what you're doing right now help keeps this thing of ours alive. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all you do. And every way possible, I want to say thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you, Ty. Like, we have something in common. My name is Ty, and you're Ty. I'm going to have to meet you when I come to New York. Definitely want to see you guys. You guys got to come to my neck of the woods, too, to the BX, and let me and my family
niggas,
give you a little bit of Latin love. Like,
niggas,
mira, espérate, ay Dios. Like, you're going to have to, like, let me show you a little bit of Latin love, like a little bit of Spanish food, a little bit of salsa dancing. Like, it's not always that, you know. I want you to come to my neck of the woods and get a little bit of Latin love. So, you know, because you seem like you just need a hug, Gat. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I love your realness. I love your – I mean, I do. Like, sometimes when I talk to you, I blush because I just – I feel your realness. Like, when I talk to you, it's always genuine. When I talk to you, I feel like I've known you forever, and that's what I like because it transpires to people. And I think that's why some people show you so much love. And with that said, what do you see yourself doing, Gat, with this concert series and then after? Who's Gat Murder, and how do you see yourself progressing?
The concert series is going to keep going. We got another one coming up, too. Before the year is over, we're going to do another one. So the concert is never going to stop. The web series is never going to stop. I'm going to just keep my foot on niggas' necks,
stay positive, keep spreading love, and keep winning. That's it.
That's what's up. And, Gat, are you, like you said, I did ask, and I'm going to continue to inquire for others. There's a few Latinos that I know that are interested in auditioning for the Brooklyn Way.
We had this conversation already. So.
I just had to put it out there so that way I can have some of my Boricuas that follow you. They really love the Brooklyn Way, and so I said I will continue to mention it. But, yeah, I'm super excited about the concert, and I'm really looking forward to the footage. I know you're going to do your thing on stage. Yo, I'm feeling your bars. Like that song that I played on my Instagram, you with a duet with it was a collaboration with you and another artist. I actually heard the song.
That was You Will Respect Me featuring Rotten This Monster, Smooth the Hustler, and Tech from Smith and Wesson.
Yes, yo, your bars on that was fire. I was like, oh my God. Like, I actually like that one a lot. I like your verse on that a lot.
I appreciate it. I did the other two. I didn't like it, and I just kept that one. I did that one.
I actually liked that one. Like, was that freestyle, Gat? Did you write that?
I write all my shit.
I got you, Gat.
Everything.
Let it be known, Gat is an originator, and this is what he does. So big shout out to my homie Gat Murda. Thank you for coming on the show tonight, Gat. This show will be aired.
I appreciate you for having my voice too. I thought you was gonna put me up here with niggas I don't like. You know what I mean? It'd been a different type of conversation. Why you got me on the phone with these?
No. See, and you know what? Me and Mike actually spoke like a week or two ago, and he told me he was going to call in today. And I asked him, I was like, do you want me to tell him? He was like, no, don't even tell him. And he's so super positive and so super supportive and highly intelligent that I love his intellect, and I love the way he feels.
Mike's energy is everything, man. His energy is everything. He's a hardworking brother. He's a strong brother as well. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Mike Hands 100%. That's a gas.
And we want to continue to keep him prayed up.
Somebody I don't like or I don't fuck with, this whole conversation would have went left.
Look, I already know you. Like, I feel your energy. So I would never just throw that out there because, yo, I don't want to hear that side of
you. Nah,
because
you know what? Some people be trying to be funny. They know you don't rock with certain niggas, and they be trying to tap y'all in together to try to piece it up. No, don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you this. Whenever you come on Ty's show, this is going to be your home. I want you to make this home. I want you to, if you have other music, Gat, that you want me to play on other shows, email it to me because I do have other people that I will have on my shows. But I have the freedom to play whomever I want. And your music, I fuck with.
Nobody wants tickets tonight, Ty. We spoke for 20 hours. Nobody wants tickets.
because people that they're not from New York, like some of these people, and they're like, oh my God, I'm getting text messages from people like, oh my God, I want to call him, but I know I'm not going
to
be able to make it.
I got my ticket already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these out of towners are not like, yo, I'm not going to be in town, I can't make it. But for those, do you want to say anything to those? Maybe that. Can they win something if they follow you on Instagram? Will you give a giveaway to somebody, or what's up?
I tell you what, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to go live. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a blogger. Follow me. I'm going to go live. And, you know what I'm saying? You can win tickets tapping into my live.
That's what's up. Now, Gat, my birthday is Monday, okay? So you got to give me a birthday shout-out. Because my birthday is Monday, okay? And for those that don't know, Ty is...
You plan for your G-Day?
Huh?
You got anything planned for your G-Day?
Well, my G-Day, I am going to be going under. I'm going to be having surgery on my birthday, believe it or not. And I'm okay with that. That was a decision I made because I'm having breast implants done. So the breast implants is because, guys, I am a cancer survivor, a breast cancer survivor. So I'm getting through it. I'm fighting. And this is the final stages of my fight with this breast cancer. So fuck breast cancer. Ty, beat it. And we're coming home with a new set of tits. You know, that's what the whole surgery is for. So I'm happy that we, you know, we had to get rid of the old one that was infected. So Ty's coming back home new and improved. So my birthday present to myself was a new pair of tits, you know. So, fuck breast cancer. I beat breast cancer. This surgery on Monday is my birthday present to me. So, when I come back to New York, I'm going to be new and improved with a new pair of sisters, all right? So, you're going to have to give me a big, big hug when you see me, okay? So, Gad, I want to thank you. I want to – hey, I know I got you a little speechless, but I'm going to grab you up anyway when I see you. I want to thank you for coming in the studio tonight, Gat. And before we get out of here, I am going to play your song as we exit. But, Gat, if you had to tell anyone about Gat Murder before he exits the building, what would you tell the people that's listening to you right now?
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
For all those that are listening, before you head out, what final thoughts or final words would you have to tell to our listeners tonight about Gat Murder?
Pop out August 31st and witness greatness. Next Saturday,
that's
August 31st is going down. Come fuck with me.
That's what's up.
Period.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Gat, I want to thank you for being a guest in the studio tonight. I really enjoyed the roundtable discussion with the other brothers. Big shout out to Mike. Big shout out to Ty. Brooklyn was definitely showing me some love. We got Bed-Stuy's own Gat Murder in the building. He's one of the hottest things happening right now. Okay? The West Series is the Brooklyn Way. The concert is the Brooklyn Way concert. It's going down Saturday, August 31st, 6 p.m. The doors will open. Tickets are on sale right now on Eventbrite. Get out, my boy Gat. Gat, thank you for coming to the studio tonight.
All right. One.
Peace. This is Ty Jones, and this is The Voice, and you are going to exit out of here with my boy Gat Murder. Let's take it home with Welcome to the Party.
G-Mix. Jack.
You know what it's headed for, nigga.
This is a mellow
beat. Nigga, welcome to the party. I caught a homie and had to leave. Don't make me make you a target. Nigga, welcome to the party. I get your boy, then I got face from your Barbie. Nigga, welcome to the party. Bitch, you a thot, lick the dick. Drum on the stick. Off with your head. Extending the clip. Crazy, crazy. You blood or you crip. I'm blowing the chrome. Fuck who you with. Don't let cat pick me a victim. Your bitch on my body and I'ma go brag when I kill it. Smoke that. I can make this a homie. Get that. And that's on the gang, niggas gon' die if you with them. Listen, I'm a Brooklyn nigga that be booking niggas, you be shookin' niggas when it's lit. Since a youngin' nigga, I've been slumpin' niggas, and the toughest nigga running snitch. Hot screenshot a nigga IG and have my little head and start a riot. Kid, I'm throwing parties and they private, and all of my options invited. Do what I want, say what the fuck that I feel. Yup, I need a couple of meals. I pull up and hop out and hit at your gang. I'm in the style where they drill. She all for the deuce, they all for the pills. Got yap for your cube, your big homie pussy. I let it fly, get his bitch, get him shot. Give me lit, nigga, welcome to the party. I caught a homie and had to leave. Don't make me make you a target. Nigga, welcome to the party. I get your boy, then I got face from your Barbie. Nigga, welcome to the party. Bitch, you a thot, lick the dick. Drum on the stick. Off with your head. Extending the clip. Crazy, crazy. You blood or you crip. I'm blowing the chrome. Fuck who you with. Yeah.
This is your girl, Ty Jones, The Voice, and you're listening to her here on Blog Talk Radio, studio line 646-668-2718. I want to thank Gatmoda, my homeboy from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy's own, right there. Gat, man, I mean, I just felt so much love tonight from these brothers, really doing their thing. And Ty, so talented, so smart, so intelligent. My man Mike Hand was in the studio. Mike is doing his thing as well. He's going to be in Chile, okay? These brothers are super positive and super resilient. They actually are Black excellence. They live hip-hop. They breathe it. I am a baby of hip-hop. This is what I do. You can follow Gat Murda on Instagram. Check him out, okay? It is GAT_MURDAH on Instagram. Mike Hand, MICHANDZ. And my homeboy that was also calling in, Ty, Fly Ty, Rockboy Jeeves. You can follow him on Instagram as well. It's ROCKBOYGZ. Thank you, brothers, for being on the show tonight. This is your host, Ty Jones of The Voice. I am your voice. Tune in tomorrow. I'm going to have someone from the Bull City. And you know who that is? He goes by the name Red Dread 919. This is another fire hip-hop artist that's doing his thing, okay? And we're going to have him tomorrow. So tune in. You'll find out some details of what's going on with Red, what's going on with the music, Bull City shit for real, Durham in the building tomorrow. Brooklyn's Finest was in the building tonight. This is Ty Jones. I am the voice of the people. God bless and good night.
Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do. Let me see if you really got the juice. Pull up super fly like a Learjet. They ain't wanna see a young nigga make it here yet. Do it like a pro, do it like a vet. Got these haters upset. Look at how they break their neck. Cause I pull up like a check, spinning like a check. Bottles hit the ice, looking like a train wreck. Ice on my neck, look refrigerator fresh. Rolling with my niggas cause I do it with the best. Whole team here, you know we ballin'. Hotline blingin', so you know they steady callin'. I'm the definition, what the fuck the business is. He know how to handle his club on candlelit. South snow pasta shit. Track T, killed the beat and left evidence. I rock steady in a pocket dead president. Standing on the couch, like it's my motherfucking residence. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do, do what it do. Let me see if you really got the juice.
Can't stop the light, I'm too bright. Next millionaire to pop, I just might. Life's that wrong, but feels so right. Rockstar status, champagne on ice. I televise my rise while I grip them thighs like chicken from Popeyes. All different flavor, juicy fruit. I be buzzing in the city like the rocking goose. Too damn high, swag through the roof. So that ain't never stopped like usual. Get money, teach goals like principal. Wolverine in the bed, invincible.
Peace and blessings. This is Ty Jones. That's Jay Reed with Christ Man. Get the bag. Get loose. Get with it. Out of Tampa, Florida. Ty Jones. Ty Jones, The Voice. Peace and blessings. Good night.